The report itself was in two parts. There was more of a retrospective looking back on the past year and then preparing the bishops for the issues that we would be addressing in this particular week. In terms of retrospective, I was able to share with that. I put it all in the context of communion because our meeting was taking place in the immediate wake of the Pope's visit to Lebanon, where through his apostolic exhortation, through his speeches and homilies, and well, by his very presence, of course, he was emphasizing the importance of doing all that we can for the unity of the Church, which itself then becomes a sign and instrument of the unity among peoples. So within that context of communion, I spoke about, for example, the visit of the presidency of the Conference of Bishops to the Holy See. It's something that we do every year. And the apostolic exhortation talks about the importance of both the universal and the particular being part of communion, being united. And that was certainly our experience in our meeting with the Holy Father, as well as with other prefects of the various dicasteries there, that yes, we come out of a particular experience here in Canada. We go to the seat of the Universal Church, but it's very much an experience of communion as we exchange on the various issues, seek to support one another, and, of course, to meet with and receive encouragement from the Holy Father. In the context of communion, I recalled that I made my annual visit as president to the meeting of what's called the coordination in the Holy Land, where representatives of various episcopal conferences come together to express solidarity with the Christians in the Middle East, another experience of communion. So I shared with them on that topic. We did a visit to Haiti. Myself, the Vice President, Archbishop Du Rocher, and an official from the conference, in order to express our solidarity with the poor and to see the reality on the ground, and the work of our organization, Development and Peace. We had made a visit to Haiti, so I updated the bishops on that. Our sense of communion with just the gift of life itself has led the Conference of Bishops to propose elements of a national pastoral plan for life and family in our country. And we talked about how that is unfolding. And recalled, of course, the visit to the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin. We had the largest delegation outside of Ireland, the delegation of Canadians, and, of course, to gather around the Eucharist and to be nourished by the Eucharist and to reflect upon its mystery cannot help but deepen our experience of communion. Also along that line, we recalled the pastoral letter, which we as bishops had issued on freedom of conscience and religion, because that's an issue which really bears upon the common good and the working together in unity of any particular society or any particular nation. And then in the report, I just highlighted the bishops to some of the issues that we'd be looking at throughout the week. The upcoming canonization of our first native-born saint, for example, Kateri Tek Akwitha. Reflections on the upcoming Synod of Bishops. There were, of course, as in any plenary assembly, a whole host of administrative, functional kind of issues that we have to do every year, the receiving of reports, and so on. And we wanted to continue our reflection on that whole question of freedom of conscience and religion. So that in a very brief nutshell, very brief summary, was some of the points that we talked about this week.
Going forward into the coming year, what are the most important initiatives that the bishops are looking at for the coming year? And especially, I know one of the themes of the Synod is going to be, in fact, the theme of the Synod is going to be the new evangelization. So perhaps you could tell us a little bit about how that's being worked out in the Canadian Church.
Well, you're right. That was certainly one of the first primary issues that we did talk about as a conference here. We have the tradition of electing four delegates to a synod, two from the Anglophone, two from the Francophone sectors, and we listen to their interventions so that at the synod, even as they do speak in their own name, they will also be able to share something of the broader perspective of the Church in Canada as articulated by the bishops. So we listened to their proposed interventions, and we offered our own comments in response. We do look forward to the Synod itself. There will be a statement that is issued by the Synodal Fathers at the end of it, I understand. And then, of course, eventually, according to the timing that he himself determines, the Holy Father will issue an apostolic exhortation. And this is an issue that really engages the heart of all of the bishops. It is just so urgent. And we look forward to the direction and the insight and the further impetus that will be given by the Holy Father himself in that eventual apostolic exhortation. What does unfold for the new evangelization really is going to take local shape. And by that I mean it's really up to each local diocese under the direction of the bishop with, you know, using the resources that they have at hand to determine how best to honor the new evangelization. What a common theme was, though, among the bishops was the recognition that the initiative of the Holy Father to establish the Year of Faith is a great, great help to us in embracing the new evangelization. Because at heart, the evangelization is the announcement of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ as person, Jesus Christ as Word made flesh, Jesus Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ as revealer of the love of the Father, but also Jesus Christ as the one who came to reveal God's truth. And from that revelation has developed this, what we call the deposit of faith, this beautiful gift of treasury of faith, faith with a content, in other words, that has been handed down through the tradition of the Church to every generation, and which really must be known and embraced and loved if we want fully to embrace the life of discipleship. So together with looking for different ways in each of our dioceses to honor the new evangelization, to find new ways to announce the ageless truth, we're looking at, again, according to the resources available in each diocese, new ways to teach the faith, to help people embrace it, as it is summarized in the Catechism, as it has been given magnificent articulation in the documents of the Second Vatican Council, and of course, as it has that very precise summary articulation in the Creed. There'll be different initiatives, obviously, but what was common to all of our exchanges on this is the importance of catechesis, not just religious education, but catechesis. Catechesis announcing the content of the faith, helping people to understand it, well, first of all, at the cognitive level, but understand it in a way that we would invite them to allow it to seep down anew into their hearts, to engage them anew, transform them anew, and to draw them anew into a brand new encounter, life-transforming encounter with Jesus Christ. Catechesis flows from evangelization, but also, when it's properly appropriated, serves ongoing evangelization. And we talked as bishops about how those two initiatives, the Synod on the New Evangelization and the Year of Faith, mutually complement and support one another.
And finally, Archbishop Smith, the bishops' meeting is obviously a meeting of all of the nation's bishops, but it's certainly directed towards the Catholics of the whole country. In a word, what is the message, or what do the bishops want to say to the Catholic faithful in Canada?
What the bishops would want to say is that, and I don't mean this to sound trite in any way, because really it's the message that is the heart of everything that we do, and that it's beautiful to be a Catholic. And our faith is just a wondrous gift that has been handed down to us through the ages, through our inner families, first of all, of course, in our parishes, in the formation, the various types of formation that we've received. It is a time in the Church to embrace this gift of faith anew, to find new ways to share the beauty, the joy of the faith with others in service of the new evangelization. The bishops of Canada are a profoundly united group of men, united in virtue of our common sacramental bond, united in virtue of our common mission, united in virtue of our shared love for Jesus Christ and His Church and our shared embracing of the mission that has been entrusted to us. But the bishops are the shepherds, the bishops are the leaders for the Church to be fully vibrant, alive, for the mission of the new evangelization, the initiative of the Year of Faith to be fully engaged and embraced. We need the involvement of all. So our message is receive the faith, love the faith, be engaged anew by the faith, and find ever new ways to share that with others.